Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where everything related to Amazon FBA, product level, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Andre Sadlak, and he's the co-founder and CMO of Product Opinion, which I will say is one of the top solutions out there when it comes to really understanding your audience and using those insights to optimize your product and successfully scale your brand on Amazon. So we've been sharing a lot of experiences, Andre and myself. We first met, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the cruise, actually. Maybe we met the first time in person. The online seller cruise by Carlos Alvarez, which was an amazing experience for everybody out there considering this maybe for next year. Like, very good experience, because I feel at the end of the day, and I'm sure for those of you guys that follow me on social media, you see me traveling a lot. I feel like the beauty of this space is also the network and the people you meet, and you know, the friends that you develop from that, right? No, I think we Amazon sellers spend too much time behind a screen, and sometimes having this opportunity to get out of our caves and network with like-minded people, I think, can be game changer. If you sometimes learn a little thing or meet the right person that can help you, you know, skyrocket your business. So, Andre, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I know that beyond what you've been doing, Product Opinion, you are a very successful seller, eight-figure seller. So I know you have a lot of experience under your belt. So maybe, you know, we can say a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you jump into the space, because I'm sure you have a lot of learnings that you can share with us around that. And then, of course, we can divert a little bit about, you know, how using audience testing is super important nowadays. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So Vincenzo, I'll start with properly introducing myself. My name is Andre Sadlak. I'm an Amazon seller, e-com brand builder, and a co-founder of Product Opinion, which is a user testing and A/B testing platform for Amazon sellers. And you want me to start from like the very beginning, how I got into the Amazon space?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. So you can probably tell by my accent that English is not my language. So I'm an immigrant. I moved to Canada in 2013. And I spent the last 10 plus years in Canada, and now I'm based in London, and I'll get into it later. So when I moved, I worked different jobs and at some point got into real estate. It was a real estate development job. And I quickly realized that even though real estate is great and we can make good money there eventually, I wouldn't be a partner in that firm. And my salary was very tight, like don't really grow that fast as an employee. So I started doing something on the side, started researching what you can do, how you can make money online. And somehow I got connected to someone who was selling on Amazon, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. I like this. I have visual skills from studying architecture back in the day. So I can do something that looks nice and probably solves problems better than others. And that's how I got into selling on Amazon. In late 2017, I got my first products into Amazon warehouses. Sales started happening. I had no idea what was going on, but it was working. So I started learning every day, little by little. I never took any courses, but I was learning through like talking to people and watching online videos, like on YouTube, going to conferences from time to time, connecting with like-minded brand builders and learning from their experience. And long story short, my first big learning experience happened half a year into this business when I received a batch of low quality inventory. Basically, my first product was scratch off map. So you scratch off where you've been, world map has this gold coating. And the issue we had, people couldn't scratch the map. so we had to throw away 5,000 units. And that was right after I crossed 20K a month in sales, I was pretty high up. I was like, oh, maybe I can quit this job soon. And this happens. And a week later, I get laid off from my job because they probably understood that I'm focused on my own thing now. Yeah. And everything I had left was my little townhouse in a town called Kelowna. And you don't really have too much career opportunities in that small town apart from real estate or maybe tourism. And what I decided to do is I sold that town home to save the business. So I put that money into new inventory and building proper quality assurance process. So I don't lose that much money again. I think when I calculated, I lost over 35,000 US and most of it was borrowed on the line of credit. So I sold the townhouse. I put that money into new inventory. We developed proper quality assurance process and I moved to Southeast Asia because it's cheaper to live there. I decided not to look for another job and just make it work. In December that year, we got to 50K a month in sales with the same product. And shortly after, I launched many other products to add to that brand. And in 2020, I sold that brand. And after that, dove into software. And that's how Product Pinion started. I connected with my partner and we developed this incredible platform that helps you connect with your customers and optimize listings.
Wow, what a journey. Yeah. I think I love it from because at the same time you described there are so many struggles that you went through, but it seems like at the same time those struggles put you where you are right now. And I always like to highlight that because at the end of the day, when something happens in life, you have two choices, right? You have two sides of the coin. You either take the negative one and just, you know, drown into the issue and just never really manage to stand up again. Or the other one, you just see the opportunity to, you know, get a different direction in life, figure it out and go down that path and then make a success out of that. And that's exactly what happened here. And it's great to really see, you know, all the effort and all the entrepreneurship that you developed throughout that journey, you know? So now, I guess with all this experience that you had as a seller, right? At the same time, it helped you a lot to, you know, bring all the experience that you're currently doing in the space in terms of Product Pinion. And at the same time, you also help some aggregators in the space. So tell us a little bit about how that selling journey that you had in terms of selling on Amazon developed certain skills that you feel you're still using in your day-to-day operation.
100%. So I think the reason we connected with my partner, Matt Kostin, co-founder of Product Pinion, was both of us were selling in the travel space. He still does sell the same brand products in the travel space. And we had very similar approach to Amazon. So, you know, like back in the day, most people were just looking for the hacks, how to trick the algorithm. And not many people were actually looking into building true brands with real humans supporting the brand. And both him and me were very much of the same opinion that you need to build that connection and listen to your customers and do what they say. And if you do what they say, you solve their problem the way they want using their language, they'll trust you more and they'll buy from you and they'll come back. And that's basically what happened with my first brand. I had my Facebook community that I built over the years, and that was travel community. So not necessarily community for people who scratch their scratch off maps, or buy poster hanger frames or whatever else I had to offer. It was mostly based on the value of traveling because people who travel like having travel-related home decor. And we connected there and I would optimize my business using that community. So I would provide value, obviously, all the travel hacks, answer questions, connect people. But also I would ask them, hey, do you like this map on the black background or on the white background? And tell me why. And do you want to have a list of states on the US map? Do you want to have flags of every state? Does it even matter to you? Should we market, like, let's say, the borders this line or this line? And slowly but surely, I would design products together with my Facebook community. And I probably had close to 100 contacts that I felt like they're my friends. And all the rest of the people were just in the community and they would jump into the conversation from time to time. Because that engagement was real, I would just talk to my friends in the group, right? But I essentially had that very small group that would follow my journey. I would document everything with them on my social media, in that community. I would tell them, hey, this is what I'm going through. I have to sell my house. Now I'm in Bali and tomorrow I'm flying to Singapore, whatever. Do you have any recommendations? Like everything was real. And at the same time, through that story, through that journey, I would also design products with them, ask their opinion, send them to my list and be like, hey, we launched this. Here's the code for you as a thank you for supporting the launch and providing your feedback. And that's how I would launch. I didn't have any kind of crazy giveaway tactics or nothing like that. And very soon after I launched, I would often see a competitor from China just copy the whole design.
Exactly.
Convert it. It worked.
Yeah. So I know. I think that's actually so cool because I remember myself through my selling journey, and I see now with brands that we manage, that's something that before solutions like Pro Opinion were out there, a lot of the decision making that was done in terms of what variations we bring to the table, the packaging, colors, and all that, sometimes was based on perception of how we think people will desire to, see the product that they're buying in terms of features, but it was never based on testing. And I feel that's where a lot of sellers had a huge flop, because sometimes the perception that you may have of a niche is completely different from the reality of what the actual avatar needs in the first place. And it's funny because every single time we run any kind of audience testing, you definitely see like sometimes what you thought that people wanted to see on a picture or in terms of color, and everything is completely off to what you assume. So I guess, you know, the fact that you went through that learning phase as a seller and identified that pitfall and made it as a solution is definitely now adding a ton of value to sellers, which is what I want to bring next. I feel when it comes to A/B testing, it's something that people mention, but they don't really do. I think it's because before, of course, it was complex to do without a solution like Pro Opinion. But second of all, I think it's also the fact that people sometimes overlook about the value that A/B testing can bring to the table. So maybe just to start high level, like tell us a little bit, maybe you can share some success stories or maybe some scenarios you have encountered where, you know, doing split testing has actually been game changer for you. No?
Absolutely. Yeah, so right, Vincenzo, that a lot of people don't understand the value enough. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people also see this as a scam, like, why would I spend money on split testing?
Yeah.
I'll give you two stories. Actually, let me just dive into this one. So recently, I moved to London to join an aggregator. So I'm partnering with a local boutique aggregator. And our biggest brand that I'm responsible for has a product that sells on average between 45 to 65,000 a day. A few variations, but basically that's like a hero product. We're adding more right now, but that one around the time I joined was still like the product. Mm. So you kind of pay attention to it first and foremost. And before I optimized our process with creative side of things, our team uploaded a new main image. And I'm sure all of the Amazon sellers here know that there's internal A/B testing built into Amazon, which is amazing. Use it. But in addition to it, you need to do some extra work to make sure you make money as a result and not lose money. So in our case, we lost a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And it's hard to see and predict in this case that you would lose it, but tools like the one we developed definitely helps. So what happened is they uploaded a new image into an Amazon A/B test. And I only noticed that that experiment was going on probably 2 weeks into it. I think it was 2 weeks. Yeah. So in 2 weeks, it's not completed yet because it takes forever to split test in Amazon. It probably would have taken two more weeks until Amazon would just keep the
winner.
Statistically significant winner, right? Mm-hmm. So in 2 weeks, I noticed that the percentage difference, I don't remember exactly the number, but percentage difference between traffic and purchases, which is how Amazon calculates it in the experience, was like super tiny. I think it was like point something. Wow. But numbers wise, dollars value wise, the new image lost $13,500 worth of sales in 2 weeks. So basically, Amazon shows your new image 50% of the time and the old image 50% of the time, and then they measure the conversion, right? So 50% of the time, it was $13,500 lost in 2 weeks, which probably isn't like crazy to someone who has a product that sells 50-60k a day, but it's still noticeable. Like, why would you lose it? And what's also important to keep in mind is there's domino effect. because your conversion impacts your PPC performance and your organic rank.
Exactly.
And you don't want to sacrifice it, right? You worked so hard to get there and hopefully always stay in stock, and then you upload a new image and it jeopardize your efforts. So imagine if we just uploaded a new image without even doing A/B test on Amazon, it would have probably been like 30K loss in 2 weeks.
Wow.
In potential sales. But what I did next, because I was curious, like why this happened, right? It looked very similar. There's a very tiny change in the image. So I uploaded it to Product Pinion, and in 45 minutes or so, probably spent $80 or so on that test. I don't remember if I had 100, 150 people in that test, so that would determine the cost. But in 45 minutes or so, I knew that the new image significantly underperformed the old image. So then I had our AI summarize all the responses and understand why people clicked on the old image and what they liked about the new image. And then we made some combination of that into a new task for the creative team. And long story short, we do have a better image now going through the proper process. So you do quick tempo testing, you minimize the risks of losing money on the Amazon A/B test. Then you do Amazon A/B test because there's still a difference because there's buyer intent on Amazon and there's none when you just ask people. That's the process right now.
Yeah, and I think you highlighted this, there's something which is going to be important for a lot of sellers, that when you did this on ProOpinion, like you managed to find without actually having to lose money why people were choosing one image or the other one. And if you have done that before doing the Amazon split testing, you have sent that dozens of dollars, which compared to what you spend doing a split testing is peanuts, right? It's a no-brainer to actually do this kind of exercise for all your images, you know, your listings and so on. So I guess from that perspective, like, I think another question that people have when it comes to A/B testing is how to come up with ideas for split testing, right? Because sometimes, yes, people say you have to split test your main image, but like, what should I split test? Should I split test the angle or adding a box or changing the color? You need, sometimes it's tough for people to come up with ideas. So based on that, do you have like a, maybe some, if the top three or five things to maybe to test on an image, like how you come up with those concepts of the variation to test with an audience, for example?
Excellent question, Vincenzo. I know both of us were at the seller sessions in London, and there was this smart guy speaking, John Derkits, who I follow on LinkedIn, and definitely recommend people to follow his advice. And he did this poll recently asking about split testing, and people voted. And I think majority of people voted for this reason they're not doing split testing as much. That reason was, I have no idea what to split test.
Exactly.
So a lot of sellers just have no idea what's wrong, like why people don't buy my product, don't click on it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how we actually started, because there were some platforms that more or less did some split testing that could be useful. I do obviously believe that we do it much better, but the main test format that Product Pinion started with was video testing. And you can think of it more like a Loom video recording of people looking at whatever you ask them to look at and answering questions you have. For example, one of the basic tests I really like starting with, especially when I have to consult someone, I don't know the niche, I haven't spent years selling in that niche. I can easily learn what matters through this test. I send people to search results of the main keyword, and I ask people, look at the search results, click on a few that you would click naturally, and once you look at the listings, tell me which ones you would buy. And I ask them at least three different listings. So they scroll through page one. Sometimes they go into page two, but mostly they just stay on page one, scroll through the search results, and they tell me, oh, this one looks interesting. Oh, this stands out because of ABC. Oh, it says that it's vegan or whatever, natural, organic, whatever. And that's why I'm going to click on it. And then you can kind of see their train of thought and how they behave when they shop online. And after having enough experience watching people shop in that category for that product, you start understanding common reasons people click on one or the other and whether they would buy it, whether they trust the brand. And one of the questions also I like asking is, in this category, which features and benefits matter the most to you? And obviously, out of all of these videos, let's say the test has 10 videos, so 10 people of that target audience gives me their perspective. I find common things. So if a lot of people say, hey, this is actually a good example, I'm going to click on this because it says vegan and cruelty-free, even though it's eye drop product, it's not a food product. And a lot of people said that. I think it was like 3 out of 10 people mentioned, I'm clicking on this product because it says vegan and cruelty-free in the title.
Yeah.
Then we're like, oh, apparently this matters to the target audience that we're serving. So then we change it in the title for SEO-driven people. It may not make much sense because you want to put something in the title that is highly relevant, descriptive, right? Yeah. But apparently for conversion, it matters. And actually, another conversation we had on Seller Sessions was with Adam Rundquist, and he's definitely promoting, focusing on conversion. And his opinion, moving forward, maybe a year, two, three from now, PPC is going to be highly AI-driven. And I kind of see that based on the pace of AI development and all of the SEO stuff, all of that association, who this product is for and what to show to you specifically in your location with your previous purchase history. It makes sense that Amazon's going to automate all of that very much. Now, what's going to be left for brand builders is optimizing for conversion. How do you optimize? You have to find that connection. Like, hey, in 1 second, how do I communicate the most value and explain the product the best? So it's easy for people to see that, hey, this is for me. This is my solution to the problem I have.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that idea right there for people that's watching and listening is great. Like, just see what your bestsellers are doing in your category, because at the end of the day, if you get the elements that actually make those product bestsellers in the first place, you get already the insights about how to do split testing. A tip that I always say for this, usually what I do when I identify the bestsellers, and maybe you can elaborate on this, I get the main images from these guys, I give it to ChatGPT, and then ask ChatGPT, analyze this image and make a list of elements that you think might be the reason why these are some of the best converting items. So it will say, oh, color, box, angle, shadowing, boom, 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 because it can do image processing now. And then I give this to my designer and say, okay, do A option A with A would be B with C, come up with 10 variations, and then those are the ones that split test. I don't know if you think that's a good tip.
it's a great tip. I love that. Yeah. I love that you utilize AI for this. We utilize AI for summarizing people's responses, basically, because it takes a lot of time to read, especially if it's hundreds of people.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's smart to look at it that way. What we do that definitely helps. So another probably second most popular test in product opinion is Amazon search simulation test. It's basically simulating search results on Amazon. You see search results for that product, and you can pick who you stand against. So you can pick best-selling competitors, and you can upload your image or just use ASIN to get the data from Amazon directly. And then, very important, keep just one variable you're testing at a time. So you can edit the reviews, you can edit the pricing, and basically the only major difference out of all these options would be the main image. And this way you can see what people actually click on in the context of Amazon. And then when you get results, similar to what you suggested, Vincenzo, you can look at reasons. So our AI summarizes the reasons people chose each option. Mm-hmm. And it's very important not only to read why the bestseller, the winning image, got all the clicks, or why yours got all the clicks, but it's also important to read through all of them, because very often you can learn that, hey, mine ended up number two, but number one was picked because of these reasons. Maybe I can change the background. Maybe I can add this color. Maybe I can add this ribbon. Or because of US flag, hey, maybe I'm an American company and that's enough for me to put the US flag on. And then you start learning from others this way, because seeing that someone performs better is not very hard. You can just run Helium 10, Viral Launch, or Jungle Scout, whatever. You see somebody sells more. But why they sell more is what you need to understand. And that's why we exist.
Yeah. And I think something I like about you guys is that at the same time, you allow to do the split testing, but within a controlled environment. What I mean by that is like you kind of replicate the experience that people also have on Amazon, because I feel from tests that I've done in the past, if you do split testing on a canvas that is not really representative of the environment, where actually the client makes the decision to make a click or a sale, it can be skewed somehow, right? Tell us a little bit about how Propin is actually tackling that with the solution you guys bring to the table.
Yeah, you're right. It makes a big difference, the context that you give. And what's also important is picking audience that's as close to your audience. And we're working on a crazy upgrade right now that will make our audience extremely valuable. But apart from that, so the way we simulate, we allow you basically to choose what to show, not only the products that stand against you, but also all the badges, all of the marketing tricks like cross-off pricing, bestseller badge, sponsored badge. So sometimes maybe you're just wondering, when I launch, I have 5 reviews and my competitors have 1,000 reviews, and I stand next to them with sponsored badge, will I still get someone to click on me? Before you spend all the money on product development and placing the order, you can easily test that. Another thing that one of the aggregators we work with tested was climate pledge friendly badge. You know, you can buy that certificate basically, so order people to test it and confirm that it's climate friendly. And if you have it, you can use this badge, and there are many different benefits to it, but basically on the search results, it helps you to stand out as well. And they were wondering if it's worth, I think it was like $4,000 or $5,000 in their case for that product, investing into it. So they spend maybe $60, $70, $80 on tests, and now they know that it helps to convert. And how do you know? You see if people mention that as a reason to click on your listing, right?
Yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, and I actually want to bring another thing to the table, which is we always think about split testing as something that can only be implemented for existing products. But sometimes people don't know that you can use this for product development, right? You can come up with concepts about product that maybe is not on the market yet, and you can do an educated like a study in terms of what people think about that new design, that new way of presenting the product before you go and spend thousands and thousands of dollars. So tell us a little bit about how you see, for example, people using Propinion for that.
For product development. I think it's a great use case. A lot of people underestimate how important it is to come up with something that's different in the right way. So not just different for whatever reason, but in the reasons that matter. And obviously we talk a lot about main images because click-through rate is a huge metric to improve. And it's a game changer. If you can figure out how to be the highest click-through rate product on the search results, you won the game, basically. There are other things that are important, but this is the thing for you to take care of. But when you develop products, when you get into a new space, let's say you get into a relevant to your brand new product niche that you haven't sold in, you may not know why people buy certain bestsellers or what's lacking, because ideally you want to launch something that has a better solution than someone who's been selling for the past 10 years, right? And the way you can get focus group opinion on what matters is through this opinion video test. So very often people send traffic to a link, because you can put any link into our test. They send it to a link to, let's say, a Google folder, the blueprints, or they send it to a short video where the founder, I've seen that from one of the clients we have, the founder explains, hey, we're looking at product like this, and we think this and that matters. Look at these and these prototypes I have, and what are your thoughts? What matters to you? Would you buy this or that, and why? And you kind of have the closest thing to a real conversation with people on the street without actually going on the street. And what's important also is we now communicate through like a screen. We use a camera, we look at the screen, we buy from brands through a screen. So it's actually closer to their real experience than talking to them on the street. And you can send people to anything. You can send them to your landing page, your website, your image that you developed with the like 3D render of the product. And before you actually order the product, you'll probably know after doing thorough testing that you're gonna perform well. And then it comes down to the main image. If you do it well too, and your product is better because you actually listen to the people, you'll probably win in the space.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's so nice. So Andrew, I mean, we've been talking so many interesting things around split testing. I know you know, such an interesting topic, and there are so many developments in when it comes to that. Like, I feel just now people starting to really see, you know, the value of doing that for the pros. And I think solutions like ProPin is definitely a game changer. I invite everybody to really check it out. And, you know, for conclude the episode, is there anything else you feel you want to add as a maybe an insight or a learning or a success you want to share in terms of, you know, ProPin or doing split testing, so we can conclude? Yeah.
100%. Something I often talk to people about is general brand building and how to use storytelling in your business. We're definitely aligned on that with many people in the space. We spoke with Ben Leonard a lot about it, another London-based brand builder. And what you can split test easily if you feel like, oh, I'm actually number one bestseller in the space, or I'm very close to it, and I don't really know much what I can do to the main image. And I've done all this testing, and I use product opinion, video tests. I implemented all of the things people suggested. I'm on top of the game. Obviously, click-through rate is your first stage of perfection that you need to get to. But conversion is how you end up with purchases. So for conversion, test this. If you haven't done this yet, add your picture, your founder picture, maybe you and your wife or whoever's running the business, into brand story and follow hero's journey blueprint. You can just Google what's hero's journey in explaining how and why you started this business or why you do what you do. And I bet if you do this right, basically following building story brand book, super cool book, building story brand, write it down. If you follow that blueprint and you only add that section on top of A+, which is about brand, I think. Brand story or about brand. Yeah. Most likely you'll be selling more. So just like Amazon says, you add a video and on average, you convert 30% better. Obviously, you have to have a video. You can use your story in the video. Not everyone's comfortable, but the absolute minimum you can do is use your brand story, your personal story, something people can relate to on top of A+ in that brand story section. And send me a message, tell me if it worked. I'm pretty sure it will.
Wow, that's a pretty cool tip. Thank you so much, Andre. So in case anybody wants to, you know, get in reach with you or, you know, start playing with ProPin, tell us a little bit about how people can get in contact. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very simple. It's Andre, A-N-D-R-I, at productpinion.com. I'm super passionate about this. So if you feel like I can help you with initial setup, first campaigns, general advice, maybe develop a plan for you. Generally speaking, I'm like, as long as I have time, I'm happy to chat about it all the time.
So, thank you, Andre. So pleasure. I'm going to make sure to put all the information down in the description for you guys to find out. Other than that, Andre, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being the show. And I can't wait to see you soon. Some of the upcoming events, which I'm sure we're going to do some great networking situation. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Vincenzo.
Thank you. Have a nice one. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.